What is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is another week of Trending Social. Look, John and I are in person. Look at this.
I like this.
And we are, of course, at the ICE Experience 2023 event, hanging out, having great conversations. And Joe, we actually have we've talked about event season already, but we're going to put a little bit of spin on it because everybody knows we're the social guys. We like talking to people, meeting new people, and we want to share with everybody it's okay to connect with people on social. But before we get there, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm freaking awesome. We're hanging out. We had great dinner last night.
Some great Chinese food at a Resort World in Vegas. The one good thing about Las Vegas, in my opinion, and a lot of people love Las Vegas. I'm not the biggest fan.
Me neither.
But great food.
I say you can always find something unique, different. Yeah. Like, and even sometimes good food, sometimes okay food. But when you find me and Delilah at one time did tacos al gordo.
That was amazing, guys.
If you ever want a good taco place here down far end of the strip, tacos al gordo.
Best tacos ever, hands down.
I would like to say one of the best. Give the quesadilla though, because they like wrapping in cheese.
Phenomenal. So good.
But let's talk about meeting people at conferences because we are meeting new people. As a matter of fact, literally on my way up here, I had this guy come up to me and he handed me a business card.
Ugh.
And I literally, this is really, I didn't even tell you this. This is a perfect setup, actually. Hands me this business card and he says, Josh, do you have a card? And I literally, my response was, no, but you can connect with me on social.
Yeah.
That's okay. You can connect with people on social. Like, as a matter of fact, what we talk about, you should be connecting with people on social.
I think there's an air of hesitation from a lot of people, yep. Right? And I think it stems from two things. One, they feel like their social is not up to par.
Sure.
Or like they're like, I don't really want you, or I don't want you seeing all my personal stuff, right?
Mm.
And it goes back all the way to that little thing of like, should I have a personal or a business?
100%
social media, right? Like, yeah. And what social platform do you show to them? Do you go LinkedIn? Do you do Instagram? Do you do Facebook? Like, it's tough because you know what? I might be really big on Instagram and you don't even touch it. So there's a lot of different elements here that we need to like dive a little bit deeper into.
I didn't even think about that actually, Joe, because most people like, especially the conference like this, are like, oh yeah, connect with me on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. I don't get to know people like, yeah. LinkedIn is very businessy, which is great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But if you're coming up to me and you want to like meet, like, well, I want to get to know you. Like, and the way I get to know you is probably a Facebook page, Instagram page. That's going to give me a personal look into your life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what would you consider? What is business appropriate?
Yeah.
Like, is it a LinkedIn thing? Or is it like, hey, because when people ask me, I'm like, and Dal can attest to this when we're doing this, I'm like, hey, connect with me on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because Facebook, like, Facebook's my place. If you really want to get to know Josh Pitts, Facebook is probably where I get to know me best. So what is appropriate? Is it okay to give people your personal profile?
I mean, I think it's dependent on who you are, but I think like from my perspective, I think it's always appropriate. Because what do you do? Okay, you're at an event, you're maybe at a cocktail hour, you're just meeting in the lobby, you know, at a booth. You always get personal.
Right?
You always want to know like where are you from? How many kids do you have? Like, what are your hobbies? Like, you go through these types of things anyway to try to build that relationship.
100%.
So might as well continue that building online and be yourself. Like, who cares? Like, if you are who you are, right?
Absolutely.
And that is just going to be what it is. And most people accept you just the way you are, right?
I think people need to know that. Like, and you and I talk about this all the time. You're trying to get people to accept you the way you are because that's the way you are. Like, you're not trying to be somebody different on social than you are in person.
Be yourself.
Yep.
Be like, but use your social media strategically, even if it's your personal one, right?
Ooh,
think about that, right? So,
I have
my own personal Instagram account. It's probably the one I'm most active on outside of LinkedIn. LinkedIn is probably my most active platform. The biggest audience, I'm on there all the time. Second, that's Instagram. Third is Facebook, and then Twitter, YouTube, kind of bottom level, right? For me. I'm like, it's not. Anyway, but like if someone wants to really get to know me, it's not on LinkedIn.
Of course.
I mean, that's where we post this kind of stuff,
yeah.
Right? Which is great. This is awesome, right? But if you really, really want to get to know me, go on Instagram. You'll figure it out.
I was going to say, I get to know Joe and his family, his kids, the things you're sharing on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I would say that, again, as you mentioned, find the network, find the profile that's a better extension of you.
Yeah.
And LinkedIn, like, again, you and I both share amazing content on LinkedIn. But if you want to get to know us, you really want to, like, get to know our personal lives, it's either Facebook or Instagram for us.
Well, I'll say too, I mean, thinking about that is if you're going to connect with somebody,
yeah,
and you want to have like connect with them on business level on your social media, whether that's personal or business, like LinkedIn's a really difficult one to do because your inbox gets flooded every single day. Like my DMs on LinkedIn are out of control.
Oh,
it's
so
almost
bad.
To the point of being unmanageable.
Dude, I would agree with that. And especially when you come to a conference like this and you meet people. I mean, not just that, but the spam messages, the bot messages.
Like,
it is ridiculous. Awesome. LinkedIn, you're listening right now. Get a handle on that.
Please.
Figure that out because it is. And people, they're like, oh, we put the business where if you have a premium account, you can only message certain people. But here's the thing. I never get premium members messaging me. Like,
no.
That just doesn't happen. No. So LinkedIn, figure that out. But again, don't spam people. Like, to all you spammers out there, too. If you're spamming people, like, from a conference, like, just don't be doing it. Like, connect with them. Send them a message. You and I actually, you know, one of my favorite things to do, and I'll tell you this. You've seen me do this before. My favorite thing when I'm connecting with somebody, I'll take a picture with them.
Yeah.
And then I'll send it to them on the social media profile.
Awesome.
Like, I'll send it from Facebook, like, hey, met you here at the event. Look forward to connecting more in the future. That is a personal way that you just connected with them. They've got a picture of you now. It's together. That's just one little hack for you.
Yeah, I think it's just like, don't be afraid to bring it up in conversation.
Definitely not.
Use it as a way to connect with somebody. And then if they're active and you're active, they're going to continue to see you.
Absolutely.
And like, especially if you're in sales, right? This is the most non-threatening way to stay in front of your prospects. If they're on your social media and you continue to post, they're like, oh yeah, I remember that Joe. Where did he, what was he from again? Like, and then they're going to figure out how to find out what you do.
All day.
All day, every day.
And if you ask them, they say, or if you ask them, they say, why am I not on social media? You don't want them to be your friend anymore. Just kidding.
No, like, go the normal route, right?
Yeah.
Then it's like, all right, cool. And like, but I do think it's interesting, though. Like, you bring up the business card thing. Is I haven't carried business cards for years. Like, literally 5 or 6 years. I haven't had a business card. And it does get kind of get annoying sometimes when you're like, I just want to like, because some people are just very tech averse or whatever. But get like a, you know, a pop-a card or, you know, just like some kind of form of digital business card, or just send them your social or send them LinkedIn. And there's a really cool hack too. I mean, people have maybe you've seen this. Everyone, I feel like, knows this. And I'm going to show it here live.
Don't. You're about to learn it. It's very cool.
Okay.
Very easy.
So you're on LinkedIn here, right? Let's see if we can get this. If you tap into the search bar here, and then there's this little QR code. If you click on that QR code, it actually brings up a nice little QR card. You can scan it. So it's either your QR code for somebody else to scan, and then, or you can click up here at the top where you can scan, and then you can scan somebody else's card and or the QR code. And then it goes directly to their platform or to their page, and you can click connect, and it's done.
Yep.
So that's a great way to do it. But you do have to think about, what am I going to do with that information later? You have to figure out a way for you to remember the people that you did connect with long term, because like on LinkedIn, I mean, who are you going to follow up with later? Right. And that's the one thing that we need to figure out.
I say that's a whole nother episode.
Take notes.
Facebook doesn't have anything like that. Dude, I know. Come on, Facebook.
Yeah. Instagram has the scan.
I say Instagram has scans.
Yeah.
So again, going to think with Instagram, it has a similar feature, but great. This is what we want to share with you. Joe and I have been traveling to events. Find those ways to connect with people. Don't hand out the business cards anymore. I know you're probably carrying them because you want to win the trinkets and the gifts going on. But if you really want to connect with somebody, connect with them on social. It's okay to connect with them on social. And it's okay to give them out your profile.
You take the lead on it. You be the one to offer it. And I guarantee you 90% of people will say, oh, that's awesome. Let's do it.
Yep.
It's not weird.
No, it's not weird at all. So go connect with people on social. It's a great way to really get to know them better, because that's what we are always talking about. Relationships, ladies and gentlemen. As Joe mentioned, you're going to show up in their feed. That's how you're going to really build that long term, because social media is a long term game.
That's it, man.
Guys, sharing social. We'll see you here every single Tuesday. Whether we're traveling or not, we are here for you guys to help you grow your business and absolutely dominate social media. We'll see you guys all next week.
Next time.
Later.
Bye.